Welcome, everyone. We're diving into an interview with Stephen Uman from the Mastering Modern Selling podcast.
Oh, this one was good.
It really was. He's got this upcoming book, The Chameleon Effect.
Right. And he used to be a leader over at Microsoft.
Exactly. And he really gets into how to have those like high value conversations everyone's always chasing.
And his personal story is what makes it so interesting, you know?
Yeah, he talks about how he's been mistaken for all these different races his whole life.
And like at first you think, wait, how does that relate to sales?
Right. But he turned it into this strength, becoming a chameleon to connect with anyone.
It's like the foundation for this whole chameleon effect idea.
So it's not just about techniques or anything.
No, it's all about genuine connection.
So don't just try to copy what he does.
You got it. He actually says that could come off as inauthentic.
Like even cringy.
Totally. People can spot a fake from a mile away.
That's so true.
And he has this idea of hurt people, heal people.
Oh, I loved that part.
He took his own pain and turned it into this drive to connect with others.
So the chameleon effect isn't about hiding who you are or anything.
Nope. It's about building trust and rapport through empathy.
Powerful stuff.
And he even calls everyone brother.
Which sounds a little weird at first, right?
You'd think so. But he explains that it creates this instant connection.
Like a family bond.
Exactly. And then people feel comfortable opening up.
It breaks down those walls, showing he sees everyone as equals.
And it highlights how authenticity can really disarm people.
Leading to real conversations.
Exactly.
But it goes deeper than just outward actions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He talks about genuine care and love in business.
Right. And he's not talking about some fluffy approach.
Not at all.
He believes that lack of genuine care comes out in subtle ways.
Like your tone of voice.
Yeah, your facial expressions even.
Those little things we don't even think about.
Exactly. And they can totally mess with building trust.
Before you even say a word.
That's it.
So how do we actually put all this into practice?
Well, he had this really interesting advice about no agenda calls.
Okay, explain that.
This is where you see his long-term perspective.
Yeah.
He says, just getting to know people without any goal in mind, it often leads to unexpected opportunities.
Interesting.
And he even says it can lead to a more fulfilling life overall.
Wow.
Because those connections go beyond just business transactions.
They become something more.
Right.
But how do we balance that with quotas and stuff?
Yeah. You know, most sales organizations are all about those short-term results.
All about the numbers.
Right. It's definitely a juggling act.
It is.
Both Uman and the host of Mastering Modern Selling agreed on that.
They did.
Yeah. They said, you got to think strategically and play the long game.
It's true. Building relationships takes time.
It does.
And there's always that pressure to focus on immediate wins.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But Uman makes a good analogy about it.
Which one?
He compares networking to planting seeds.
Oh, I like that one.
Right. Some sprout right away. Others take time.
But they all add to a thriving network.
And those unexpected returns can come later.
That's it. And his own success proves this approach works.
It could be both ethical and effective.
Long term. Yep.
So it's not about abandoning our goals completely.
Right.
It's about achieving them authentically and sustainably.
Exactly.
Which leads to better relationships.
Personally and professionally.
I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really pushes us to like rethink how we see things, you know?
To go from transactional to relational,
yes,
instead of seeing people as just a lead or a client, we need to see them as like people.
People with stories, experiences.
With dreams, yeah.
And what I love is Uman gives us some actual things to try.
Oh, like what?
He has this thing about asking people what books they're reading.
I would never think to ask that in business.
Right.
But why that?
Well, he finds that people who read widely, especially outside of just like business books, they tend to have more unique perspectives.
Oh, I see.
It sparks a more interesting conversation.
One that goes beyond the surface.
Exactly. It's about us expanding our own horizons, too.
Oh, and like
challenging those assumptions, engaging with different viewpoints.
Because if everyone thinks the same as you,
then you're missing out on insights, for sure.
Big time.
And that's where networking becomes about more than just contacts.
It's about learning and growing personally. It makes it feel less like a chore.
Like it does.
And more like an opportunity
really.
To discover something new.
Yeah. The people who are really good at building relationships,
they're
the ones always wanting to learn, grow, connect deeper.
It's not just about what you can get from someone then.
No, it's about what you contribute to.
I like that a lot.
It all comes back to intention.
You mean like going into it with a good mindset.
Exactly. That desire to connect, to contribute.
And the results are better.
Way better. It's like that saying, what you give out comes back.
I've heard that.
It's true. And Uman's journey shows how powerful genuine connection is.
Not manipulation or anything.
No, it's authentically engaging, building those relationships on respect.
Respect, yeah.
It reminds me of something we've talked about before.
What's that?
You know, the successful people, they aren't always the loudest or most aggressive.
That's so true. It's like they fly under the radar.
They've mastered listening, empathizing.
Connecting on a human level.
Exactly.
Like they say, people may not remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
That's such a good one. And Uman's all about creating that positive feeling.
By focusing on that genuine connection.
Yes. It's refreshing, you know, in a world that feels so transactional.
It is. Everyone wants something.
Instead of focusing on what we can get from people, Uman wants us to think about what we can offer.
That's a good flip.
And that opens us up to so much more.
It really does.
It's about shifting from that scarcity mindset.
To abundance.
Exactly. There's enough success to go around.
And collaboration is better than competition.
I agree. And Uman's story proves that.
Yeah. It can be fulfilling personally and rewarding professionally.
Win-win.
Win-win, exactly.
This deep dive has been so insightful.
It has. It feels like a whole new framework for building a network.
Based on real connection.
And it all starts with the chameleon effect.
Not the manipulative kind, though.
No.
Approaching life with curiosity and that desire to connect.
Seeing the value in everyone.
Their unique perspective.
Shifting from transactional to relational.
From abstraction to contribution.
And from surface level to meaningful.
That's it. This is the power of the chameleon effect.
Not just about changing colors. About changing lives.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. But the big question now is, how do we actually apply this chameleon effect ourselves? It's inspiring, sure, but where do we even begin?
Uman is really clear about that, actually. It's not about trying to become him. It's about finding your authentic way to connect.
So the first step is looking inward.
Exactly. Like, examine your intentions when you interact with people. Are you genuinely curious about them? I see.
Do you want to learn and contribute?
Okay.
Or are you mostly focused on what you can get out of the interaction?
That's a good point. It's like checking your compass before a journey.
Yeah. Hank. Are you headed towards genuine connection?
Right.
Or are you taking that self-serving route?
Makes sense.
And that awareness is key, you know?
Yeah.
Because it affects how you show up. Uman talked a lot about really observing and understanding others. It's not about mimicking them, but getting their perspective, their values.
It's like reading between the lines.
Exactly. He also says to go beyond those surface level things we all do.
Like small talk.
Yeah. He wants us to dig deeper.
So instead of, how about this weather? It's, what's inspiring you lately?
There you go. Asking thoughtful questions, actually listening to the answers.
Trying to understand on a deeper level.
That's it.
Now, all this sounds amazing, but I bet some people are thinking, I don't even have time to check email, let alone have these deep conversations with everyone.
Oh, that's totally fair. Uman knows time is precious.
Right.
But even small investments in relationships can have big returns over time.
So be intentional with the time we do have.
Right. Instead of scrolling social media, maybe reach out to someone you admire.
As for a quick chat?
Exactly. Or at a networking event. Have a few meaningful conversations instead of rushing around.
Quality over quantity.
Always. And remember, these connections aren't just about sales targets.
It's about a fulfilling life.
Right. That's what it's all about. We're all human and we crave that connection.
I think that's the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive. When we approach each other with that understanding.
Amazing things can happen.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So to wrap up today, we have a challenge for you. Who is one interesting person you can connect with this week?
No agenda, just genuine curiosity.
See what happens when you approach the world with an open heart? Thanks for joining us, everyone.